Hey everyone, I need your attention for 1 minute. This is not one of those ads. This is something that has changed my entire life. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that this is all about personal development as the foundation for everything good in your life. And this podcast is now sponsored by Growth Day, which is the world's first all-in-one personal development app. I mean, oh my gosh, can you imagine having everything all in one place that you need to create the life that you want? Now you can. So if you've been struggling with your motivation, your mood, your productivity, or your purpose, you have to check this out. Growth Day helps you consciously change your life and achieve your potential. It has all the self-improvement tools, motivational classes, and life coaching all in one place. So many of us want to improve our lives, but the question is how? Where do we start? What do we use? How do you get unstuck? How do you make self-improvement stick? Well, research shows how. It's when you consistently journal, track your habits, set goals, learn from empowering mentors, and challenge yourself that you'll be happier, healthier, and more successful. But let me ask you something. Where do you actually do all of your personal development work? I have to tell you that over 300,000 people use Growth Day for a reason. It works. It's the world's number one software for self-improvement. Growth Day has an amazing mindset journal that I absolutely love, a habit tracker, and a goal setting system. In fact, I bet if you went to my stories this week, you probably saw me using the journaling app and telling you to do it too, because it's the first time that journaling has ever actually stuck consistently in my life because of this app. And best of all, Growth Day has live inspirational classes every single week from the world's top motivational speakers and life coaches. These are people who have impacted my life in huge ways. These are mentors who I already knew and loved. In fact, this is something that's so huge for me, you guys. I personally teach a class in Growth Day every single month, and it is one of the most fun things that I get to do, and I'd love to see you there. These classes will truly shift your life. There's always something new that you will learn. So join me and 300,000 achievers growing our lives with actual real intention. Visit growthday.com/Lori for a free trial. Yes, you can try this for free. So go to growthday.com/Lori and go live your best life. You guys, that's growthday.com/Lori. And I can't wait to see you there.
If I get to a place where I'm like, wow, this is really starting to impact my life negatively, then what I'm going to do is say, you know what? I don't want to focus on that anymore. I'm not going to give that energy. I'm going to focus on what is good, what I'm grateful for, and I'm going to move all of my energy into that because every single day is a choice. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the show. And it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And we are all moved in to our new home in Arizona. And I can tell you that so far, I am loving it. If you've been listening to the He Said, She Said episodes, we're going a lot deeper on those episodes of how we feel and everything that's going on and why we moved. And it's so funny because in 2 weeks, I'm already flying back to Los Angeles, which you guys, it's like a 45-minute flight. It's so easy. And today we were on a walk and we ran into somebody here who actually has been listening to the podcast and following along. And we were talking about decisions and how so many people take so long to make decisions because they put so much weight into them. And Chris and I were talking about how we're really viewing this as like very experimental, and not that it's, you know, we're going to leave anytime soon, but giving yourself that, the different wording and the releasing the pressure around making all of your decisions in life so permanent is really what gives you the freedom to make decisions and risk and try things on and open up more opportunity. And the people who take a really long time to make decisions and weigh every single thing that could happen or go wrong, you know, and there are times in life where you do need to do that. Maybe it is a weightier decision, but even things like moving for us, uprooting our life, if you don't put weight on it, like, oh my God, my life is going to change. This is my identity. What am I going to do if it doesn't work out? Like, if you have an I will figure it out attitude, then you take the weight off of those decisions, right? Like, so many people are like, what if I lose this or lose that or lose these relationships? Well, what if you do? Could you deal with it and could you come back from it? And these are the things that we ask all the time. It's not like every decision we make always works out in our favor whatsoever. I think from the outside looking in, it can really appear that way. But what you're seeing is a lot of different things that we have chosen to make the best of, or things that we're not sharing because they absolutely did not go our way, but we chose to make the best of them again and figured out either how to get bigger than the problem, like Chris and I always talk about, or how to make the best of a situation. I will tell you, there is a lot going on in my life in the background right now, a lot going on in family that I'm just, a lot of things I'm not going to completely focus on in a way that is going to allow myself to bring me down for very long. It's not that I want you guys to avoid anything or that I'm avoiding emotional things, but I give myself that space to feel it, to grieve, you know, to be upset over something. But then I don't sit there for too long, because if I get to a place where I'm like, wow, this is really starting to impact my life negatively, then what I'm going to do is say, you know what? I don't want to focus on that anymore. I'm not going to give that energy. I'm going to focus on what is good, what I'm grateful for. And I'm going to move all of my energy into that, because every single day is a choice, right? Every single day is a choice. So I want you to look at your life right now and see where maybe you are putting so much weight on something like, oh my God, if I start this side hustle and I fail, what are people going to think? Take the weight off that and be like, doesn't matter if it fails, right? I can go back and get employed by someone else or find a job for a while till I figure it out. What if, you know, I leave this great job that I have to go try this new thing that I want to do and it doesn't work out? And now you don't have that great job. Well, I really think that if you're being pulled in another direction and you're not completely satisfied, yeah, you could go and try that new thing and it could completely fail and you could lose a lot of money and it could put a lot of pressure on your family. But what's going to happen is that you are now going to be able to check that off the list of things that you wanted to do. And now you're going to work even harder to find that next opportunity, or the fact that you took away that job that you knew you loved is going to make you freaking show up and work your ass off in that thing that you know that you want to do, right? Because in this podcast, I talk so much about positive pressure. If you don't create positive pressure for yourself, which by the way, can be very easily confused with negative pressure, because pressure is pressure, right? But we can turn pressure into stress and negativity really quickly if we get into a place of like, oh my God, I can't believe I did this and now I have to do this. And oh my God, instead, you know, I could be under a lot of pressure with bringing on investors for Light Pink. And instead I say, you know what? Instead of saying, oh my gosh, what if this doesn't work out? I'm going to be mortified. I'm going to lose these people's money. I'll never be able to show my face again. I'll never start another company. Bah! Like, you guys can see how I could go down a pretty crazy spiral with that, especially when I wake up at 2 a.m., right? Clearly that's happened to me. But what I choose to do, how I choose to reset, is every single day I say, I'm so grateful for this positive pressure because it is making me take action, like massive action. It's making me say, like, freaking step out of the way, fear, because I don't even have an option to let you get to me and hold me back, because I need to be taking some serious freaking action right now, because I have created so much positive pressure that I don't want to let people down. So I am going to show up and work my ass off, even when I'm tired and even when I'm scared and even when I feel like I've exhausted all possibilities, I'm going to go figure out another set of possibilities and shake even more trees. So you guys can see how, if maybe Chris and I decide decided to fund this ourselves, that you can see that I would just say, eh, you know what? There's no pressure there. There's nothing on the line. There's nobody that I'm going to disappoint. It's just something that I can say didn't work out or wasn't for me or I wasn't interested in or got really hard, right? Because there's been a million times when it's been really hard. And the fact that I have these people involved makes me want to run through a wall and also to show everyone. You have to create positive pressure in your life with this. So it's about really looking at your life, seeing where maybe you're putting too much weight on these decisions of, I don't know if it's going to work out. I don't know what I'm going to do, but also making sure that you have some positive pressure applied to yourself so you show the frick up, you know? So with that said, I want you guys to really take inventory right now and say, wow, I've been making sure that I'm leaving that window cracked so that I can escape. Or, wow, I've been really putting so much pressure on myself over making sure that everything is perfect and that, you know, everything's going to be aligned and going to be okay when I move into that new thing. It never will be. And if that happens, please let me know how, because I need you to write a book and write the magic formula, because nobody ever feels that way. Nobody ever knows what they're doing. And everyone who's ever gotten anything is because they've somehow figured out positive pressure, whether it's a coach, whether they put everything on the line, whether they've sold their stuff to start a business, something like that. Otherwise, if you're real cozy and comfy right now and you haven't told anyone about your stuff and you're just kind of randomly working on it, good luck, because we're never going to see it. The world is never going to know about it. So I really, really hope that you understand that you're actually cheating yourself and fooling yourself, and ask yourself this question: what is something I am pretending not to know? Right? What is something I'm pretending not to know? Are you pretending not to know that your work effort right now is not going to get this business out? Are you pretending not to know that you actually are setting yourself up for failure because you're not putting something on the line? What is it that you're pretending not to know? All right, you guys, I'm sending you so much love. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.
Want to know a huge secret to my success? Okay, not only my success, but just about every single person that I have interviewed on this podcast who is successful has this in common. You guys, they love to journal. They capture their life lessons and what they're grateful for. But a lot of people don't keep this up consistently, and most people do know that the research shows that journaling deepens your gratitude and increases self-awareness. But did you also know that journaling decreases stress and helps you achieve your goals faster? In fact, journaling is a huge differentiator between average performers at work and high-performing people. It leads to longer-term clarity, confidence, and success. So why don't more people journal? Why didn't I journal consistently? Honestly, they don't like staring at a blank page. It's hard to carry a book around with you or a notepad, and they just don't even know what to write about, or they just forget. That's why I know that you're going to love Growth Day. It's the world's number one system for self-improvement, and it's like all-in-one personal development in an app. And it has an awesome digital journal, and people love it. Growth Day's digital journal has hundreds of research-backed writing prompts for self-reflection, positive mindset, confidence building, and success. I use them all the time, and it makes me think in ways that I typically don't, and it makes me ask myself better questions, which we all know gets better results in our life. It even has prompts that help you develop a daily, weekly, or monthly habit of reflecting on your life and identifying areas to grow. So it's a perfect time time of year to start journaling, you guys. When you sign up at Growth Day, you also get systems for habit tracking, goal setting, and scoring and improving every area of your life. Best of all, I get to teach there too, you guys. I'm so excited. I hope that I get to see you. I teach live in Growth Day every single month with a new topic just for you. So join me there. Start your free trial at growthday.com/Lori. Hey, all. I'm so excited to share with you, Earn Your Happy is now part of Growth Day Podcast Network. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world and support shows and brands that we truly believe in. And one of my friends is also on the network, and I'd love for you to go subscribe to his show. You guys, Trent Shelton has the most incredible podcast. It's called Straight Up with Trent Shelton, and it's going to remind you that you are built for this. I have heard Trent speak in person multiple times. I've listened to his podcast a ton. He's coming on the show, and I literally cannot wait because this man just spits straight fire. It is like truth that goes to your core and makes you take action right away. If you want one of those podcasts that when you're just out on a walk, you can't help but want to start running and run through a wall in your life, this is the show to go listen to. So you guys, make sure that you go subscribe to the show Straight Up with Trent Shelton. You're going to love it. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. And I want to make sure that you have my phone number, and I'm not kidding. Did you know that I have a community text number? For real. My phone number is 310-496-8363. This goes directly to my phone. All you have to do is text the word daily to 310-496-8363. And I literally text you every single day, Monday through Friday. I actually just got done 30 seconds ago texting a bunch of people back, and I talk to you all of the time. You guys, people always ask me how I got my community text number and how it works. Well, all you have to do is you can just go to community.com and get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using text. People just text you at your number and they're added to your group. Then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. You guys, I text out happy birthday videos. I love to send podcast links, thoughts about life, book recommendations, different events that I'm doing in the local area. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly into your hand. And now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your phone number. They give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than a phone number. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS and texting. This means you can actually manage your text list from your computer and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts to send at certain times and to certain groups. You can even set up auto replies or let your assistant or customer service team answer your text messages via Community's awesome dashboard. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses Community for that. So go check them out at community.com. I can tell you, it's not just great for communicating with my audience, but Chris and I use Community and our texts to also sell out our launches. I'm telling you, you get such an incredible response because you really are creating a true, deep sense of community. And it's so intimate. It's freaking amazing. Go check it out at community.com.